Good morning and welcome to Simply Economics from Mexico. It's Tuesday, April 16th. On today's show, total public debt increased by $16,500 million in March, surpassing $400,000 million. Plus, Mexico's economy is shown to be highly sensitive to global problems, according to the SHCP. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We start off with news from Figma, the popular design and collaboration platform, as it awaits regulatory approval of its $20 billion acquisition by Adobe. The startup just announced it is adding three new generative AI features to its FigJam online whiteboard tool to help teams more easily get started and organize projects. For more on what this means for Figma users, we're joined now by our technology correspondent. So tell us, what exactly is FigJam and how are these new AI capabilities aiming to enhance the user experience?
FigJam is Figma's collaborative online whiteboard that teams use to brainstorm ideas, plan projects, and generally organize meetings using digital sticky notes and other visual elements. Interestingly, while Figma is known as a designer tool, the company says two-thirds of FigJam's weekly active users are actually non-designers. So there's a broad appeal, and they wanted to make it easier for anyone to get started. The first new AI feature helps generate a new FigJam board from a text prompt to help users get past that intimidating blank canvas. Users can describe what they need, like a calendar and project timeline, and the AI will create a template to start from.
That does sound useful for the brainstorming phase, but I imagine as these FigJam boards grow larger with more ideas and sticky notes added, they could become difficult to navigate. Is Figma applying AI to help there as well?
Absolutely. The second new feature uses AI to automatically sort and organize the many sticky notes that tend to populate these boards into thematic groups. So after a big brainstorming session where the team generated ideas around what to build or what user problems to solve, the AI can cluster those sticky notes into logical categories to bring some structure to the chaos. And then the third feature can automatically generate a high-level summary of all the key points from that sea of sticky notes, saving someone from having to manually synthesize everything discussed.
Very interesting. So it seems like Figma is really trying to apply generative AI in some practical ways to eliminate friction points and enable more effective collaboration for all types of users on their platform. Any potential downsides or risks to be aware of with these new AI capabilities?
Figma says they are using OpenAI's technology under the hood, but have customized it to understand Figma-specific concepts. They also have some guardrails in place to prevent misuse or the generation of harmful content. But as with any generative AI, it will be important to monitor the outputs and make sure they are relevant and appropriate. Companies are still figuring out best practices for implementing this technology. But overall, with recent surveys showing over 70% of employees struggle with collaboration, tools like this that aim to simplify group work and make it more engaging will likely find an audience.
Thanks for the update on those new AI features for FigJam. Shifting gears now to international news. La economía mexicana es extremadamente sensible a los problemas globales, según afirmó el secretario de Hacienda y Crédito Público, Rogelio Ramírez de Lao, durante un foro en Washington. Esto en el contexto de las recientes tensiones geopolíticas por el conflicto en Oriente Medio. Para profundizar en este tema, nos acompaña Bella, nuestra corresponsal. Bella, ¿qué tan expuesta está la economía mexicana a estos riesgos globales?
Sí, David, como mencionó el secretario Ramírez de la O, México tiene una de las economías más abiertas de América Latina. Las exportaciones representan alrededor del 35% del PIB del país, lo que lo hace muy vulnerable a las disrupciones en el mercado mundial. Cualquier tensión geopolítica, como el reciente ataque de Irán contra Israel, puede tener un impacto significativo en la economía mexicana.
¿Y cuál ha sido el enfoque del gobierno federal ante esta situación?
El secretario de Hacienda enfatizó que el objetivo es construir una economía para el pueblo mexicano. Sin embargo, reconoció que los problemas globales actuales son inesperados y sin precedentes, lo que hace que la respuesta política de México sea de suma importancia. El gobierno busca remarcar que están muy receptivos a todo lo que pase en el mercado mundial y a los riesgos globales.
¿Qué medidas específicas podría tomar el gobierno para mitigar estos riesgos y proteger la economía nacional?
Una posible estrategia sería diversificar los mercados de exportación para no depender tanto de unos pocos socios comerciales. También será clave fortalecer el mercado interno y apoyar a las pequeñas y medianas empresas, que son el motor de la economía. Además, mantener finanzas públicas sanas y una política monetaria prudente ayudará a generar confianza y estabilidad en medio de la incertidumbre global.
Sin duda, el panorama económico global plantea grandes desafíos para México. Habrá que estar atentos a cómo evoluciona la situación y qué medidas adicionales toma el gobierno para navegar estas aguas turbulentas. Gracias, Bella, por este análisis. Y con esto concluimos nuestras noticias por hoy. Gracias por escuchar Simply Economics desde México. Nos vemos mañana.